You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE is closed, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And I have to say, Greg, that I'm sort of nervously laughing when I looked at the numbers before we chat, because I have to give them to you, because I can't quite believe them. The bank's up 1.3%, the financials up 1.3%, the industrial shares around about 1% higher, retail is 1.4% to the good. Resources up 2%, gold shares 2.4% better, platinum shares up 3%, and the all share itself 1.3% higher, 768 points to the upside, 57,926. Value traded 22 billion. The other day I was saying, goodness me, isn't it great that we're holding on to 55,000? And here we are, nearly 3,000 points better. I don't know. Look out your window. Has South Africa changed?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating and it's confusing, and it's good to have the market up, but to understand the market's rationale for these type of movements, I mean, all that's really been coming across the news wires is that Trump has put out another tweet saying they're closer to a deal with China, which
yeah,
it says a Groundhog Day kind of tweet that you seem to get every couple of weeks. But market taking some comfort from that, and I suppose more money that was on the sidelines pre the Moody's decision Friday that flowed back into our market.
Okay, so it's Mr. Trump's tweet and the German PMI and the Chinese PMI that's helping us out, and the potential trade deal with China, despite the fact that the Chinese haven't said anything about it. We believe Mr. Trump, do we? Because we want to believe him.
Yes, I mean, the most powerful man on earth. So let's just hope he is correct on that tweet. But I think it probably is the case that he's probably long the market. Yeah, he needed the market to go a little bit higher.
He's long the market because he's constantly in debt, so he needs the market to boost his debt rating or something. I believe more the Trump tweet about from somebody that told me, I think it was a woman called Maggie Arberman from the New York Times that wrote a piece on him cheating at golf. I'd prefer to believe that than his trade talk pronunciations.
Yeah, I saw that golf cheating thing, yeah.
Did you see that?
I suppose, he seems to be, Mr. Trump seems to, and I occasionally watch CNN, and gee, you would think that he was the worst person ever to walk the earth. You're not getting a balanced picture there, Lindsay. I can assure you, he's doing a great job. That market is up massively under his strong leadership.
Greg, you're testing the limits of our relationship now by saying he's doing a great job. Who have you been talking to? Did you meet someone over the week you were in Mauritius who convinced you of these things?
Yeah, someone got some Trump inside my head and pointed out a few things.
Did the person that you went to Mauritius with like Trump?
Yes.
Okay. On the JSE today, let's have a look at the top five and bottom five movers according to sharenet.co.za if we can. Greg, what caught your eye? I noticed Aspen. You were talking about Aspen this morning, and I have to say off air, because we're on air, but I'm going to have to say it sort of quietly then, that you said you're going to double up on your Aspen position at around about 93 Rand per share, and here we are at 98 plus. Did you do well?
Yeah, I did a nice trade there. A little bit of serendipity, really, you know, just looking at it, found like it had some support there at 91. Gave me a couple of scares when it dipped below 91, but a story breaking on Bloomberg, but you know, nothing really that factual. You know, those stories would say people close to the matter are telling us that the main thing is to get this baby formula milk business sold. The holdup was more of a bureaucratic thing at the New Zealand side, and now they're giving an indication that that'll take place in May. I think it's about $860 million. And that'll obviously bring the debt down. So the market taking comfort from that. And a nice rally in Aspen, up 5.7%. But one of those things where there's no sense from the company. So one never knows how the market's going to interpret that news.
Yeah. Also on the upside today, Impala Platinum up around about 4.5%. Absa Group up 4.25%. Hyprop 4.1% higher, I think it is, and the Goldfields up 3.8%. So a pretty good day on the JSE. But if you look at the indexes that we've just described, everything doing really, really well. This euphoria in the second quarter is quite staggering. And as I say, look out the window, nothing's changed.
Yes, I mean, this buying's nice and we're enjoying it. And as you say, the good value of trade is what's so encouraging, 22 billion. Just sitting down with some brokers this morning, we're all sort of looking ahead to the first week of May, that's when the elections will be the 8th of May, and people saying, you know, we might see some bullish moves ahead of that, but sort of you'd have to start thinking there may be some money pulled off the table before the elections. A lot of money sitting on the sidelines with a wait and see view on how that election pans out. So we're enjoying this euphoria and this market rally while it's here, but sort of cautiously looking ahead.
Okay, before we get on to the bottom five, let's have a look at the other things, i.e. currencies and commodities. The dollar rand currently 14.16, the British pound against the rand 18.64, euro rand 15.91, euro dollar 1.12.40, a slightly weaker US dollar. When you have a look at the commodity prices, the gold price is 12.91, which is down one, so barely changed. Platinum is 867.5, up 17. Platinum doing really well as an industrial metal. Palladium, though, goodness me, it's down $36 an ounce to $13.64 an ounce. And the Brent crude oil price, $69.72, was 70 plus this morning when we spoke on the opening grade. But $69.72, down 34 cents a barrel. And the overseas stock markets, you can give me the latest on the FTSE and the Dow Jones, please, Greg. The latest.
Yeah, let's have a look there. The Dow Jones up at the moment up 64 points. Somebody has put something on my screen and I can't see the FTSE, unfortunately.
Oh, what do you mean? What have they put on your screen?
A little advert.
Chewing gum or something.
A little advert has popped up on the main screen and I need someone to click on the word okay, and he's left the office already.
Okay, let me just quickly help you out there, Greg. On the downside, while you're doing that, while I get the FTSE for those FTSE watchers, yes. Tell us the bottom five on the JSE according to sharenit.co.za.
Yeah, let's have a look. An interesting sort of, we spoke about Growth Point this morning. I omitted to mention that it was ex-dividend of about R1, even though the share was down 3% at the end of R24.21. Eco Polska, it's a property company, obviously in
Eastern Europe,
Poland. Yeah. Liberty Holdings down 2.7%, breakdown another 2%, and British American Tobacco down 1.7%. Sad to see that one. It's just, like I said, above 600. It's one I hold for my long-term clients. Finished today at 578 rand.
I don't know why people still smoke, Greg, British American Tobacco. And this is a personal story now. A friend of mine had to go to a shop on the corner that didn't sell beer officially, but does sell beer. But in order to buy the beer, you have to buy something else. They say, yeah, we'll give you a six-pack of Heineken or whatever it is. But you've got to buy a packet of cigarettes as well, or a Magnum ice cream. So he decided on the cigarettes. And I've got the packet of cigarettes. I was astonished as to how much it cost, first of all. And secondly, I was also pretty astonished. This is in Europe when I was there. The pictures on the front of the cigarette packet, I mean, I can see it from here now. It's unbelievable when you see a picture of someone's lungs that people are still buying cigarettes.
Yeah, it is. I think that certainly the sort of Western world, we've become miles more health conscious. I mean, people are eating salads. They're not going to McDonald's anymore. But I think in China and certainly in South America, especially the youth, yeah. Cigarette craze is still going strong. But yeah, I've never understood it. I mean, it's just so bad for you. And I suppose the reason why the government kind of let it sort of slide under this was a massive amount of that price that your friend paid for those cigarettes. It goes to the taxes.
Yeah, it's quite a simplistic attitude towards it, actually. You just said people are eating salads and not going to McDonald's, and people in China and South America are smoking more. That is your analysis, is it?
That's good. The best I've got.
It's the best you can come up with. Greg, anything else we're looking forward to on the next 2 days of the trading week, the second quarter of 2019?
I just picked up on what you were saying there with the platinum and the palladium. And people who understand these things were explaining it to me. But obviously, at some point, it became more economic sense for them to start using platinum instead of palladium in these various industrial uses. And that's why I think you've seen a flip in those two. So that's interesting. The iron ore's been quite strong. But yeah, from a results point of view, I don't think there's too much on the horizon.
Greg, thanks so much for your time this evening, your expert analysis. That's Greg Davies, the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenit.co.za.